Hygge souls, and welcome to the Hygge Planner Show, episode number 84. Today's podcast is about how I use my planner for spring season. And I really wanted to talk about this topic, not because I believe that you have to follow exactly my way of doing things, but because when I was in front of my brand new planner, I realized that you may be struggling right now with emotional burden, with feeling fatigued and feeling overwhelmed and kind of discouraged. And you know what? This is exactly how I felt as well. So you may be wondering how to tap into your natural skills or your natural talents, how to remain kind of gentle and compassionate when everything around seems to getting crazy and so odd. So that's why today I can't wait to unveil a couple of ideas so that you can get back on track. But before we dive in, remember that you can just grab some free podcast notes when you visit the hyggeplanner.com/freebies. Every links are listed below in the description box. So let's get started. Okay, my first idea is, it's okay to use a different medium when you go through tough moments. And what I mean by that is super simple. When I was at my very lowest in Montreal, considering almost committing a suicide every 2 days or so, I realized that a big weekly layout was overwhelming just in itself. 7 days, it was already too much. So I went smaller in size and I went through a weekly layout to a daily layout because it was manageable. I mean, 24 hours, as soon as you open your eyes, you already are doing the worst, meaning you're already awake and then you can do it. I mean, 24 hours, it's doable. If daily layout is even too scary for you, so go blank. I mean, go and try maybe a bullet journal if something way too structure is not manageable for you, or if it's kind of, I don't know, maybe you feel not at ease or you feel kind of pushed to follow one path when you want to go and try another. That's great, go for it. And maybe go undated if right now you just go with dated planners or dated diary or dated whatever. Because you may have a sense of shame or a sense of quote-unquote, oh my God, I wasted so many times. When you see that you went through, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks without even writing anything in your planner, and then you have to waste all those pages and you know they won't come back. So when you go undated, you don't have this pressure. You don't have this anxiety feeling of, oh my goodness, I'm so worthless. And that's definitely not true. You are worthy of everything good that you may want to happen. Or another way to make a change in your medium is to go totally artsy if you're a minimalist, or to go minimalist if you're artsy. I mean, why not trying something new to see if it's going to trigger your creativity, trigger your happiness, trigger your mood, or trigger your confidence? I mean, sometimes we don't allow ourselves to try something new because that's new. That's okay. I mean, and that's really why I rely so much on my comfort zone. It's just because I know before everything else that if I did something close to what I want to try, I can do it. Okay, I'm probably not the best artist ever, but at least I know how to draw a tree and it looks like a tree. So yes, I'm capable of drawing in my planner. That's the main idea. It doesn't have to become the next New York Times bestseller or the next New York art convention. But as long as it's pleasing for you, go for it. Okay, tip number two is to focus on the next smaller deadline possible. And it's absolutely perfect if you're quite impatient or if you have this tendency to beat yourself up or to be hard on yourself. That's, unfortunately, it's quite common. And especially through more than a year of confinement, of lockdown, of getting rid of a lot of fun that we may have, it's getting harder and harder to keep that positive mindset day in and day out. So when you just focus on the next small deadline, you are capable to tame self-doubt with logical and an innovative mindset. And what I mean by that is when you are thinking about 24 hours only, or maybe a week or a month, depending on your level of tolerance of things, it's getting easier to be laser focused and be crystal clear on one thing. When you are trying to manage several projects at the same time on several deadlines, it's getting crazier and crazier. And then your planner is like a mouse trap or something like that, and you don't want to just open it because, oh my goodness, there's too many things to handle. But when your mind is just going through one tiny step at a time, and maybe batch working could be a good way for you to squeeze, quote unquote, more things into the same schedule, because you are telling your brain that, okay, this week I'm focusing on creating, homeschooling slides for my kids, or I'm focusing on reading this book because I wanted it for so long. Or I'm focusing on, my Zoom meetings because I really hate them. And if I can just get rid of them all at once, that would be better for me. That's definitely a good hint that when you just see the end of the tunnel, it's getting easier to go through and navigate, especially when things are getting tougher right now. And as a rule of thumb, if you feel overwhelmed by the next deadline you may have, I really recommend that you are changing the time frame you are working on. And go to the tip number one if you didn't listen it, because I'm sharing how you can do it and why you should do it as well. Last but definitely not least tip is to fill your planner with all the fun, cozy, comfy activity first. I know it's quite counterintuitive with everything you've heard before, like hustle, 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 my way or highway, go big or go home, and there are countless of rubbish, BS thing that most gurus are spreading out there because that's how they are. But when you're an introvert, when you're quiet, when you are sensitive, when you want to carve out your own pathway to happiness, when you want to really embrace that uniqueness and you feel already like a misfit, or an outsider, or you already feel like you don't fit anywhere, chances are you don't have to use the same BS that everyone is talking about in the self-help world for decades. So when I sat in front of my planner last weekend, I started by feeling all the funny things I wanted to try or to test or to read, write, draw, doodle for the next 90 days. And it doesn't have to be super specific, and it doesn't have to be very complicated. It can be just like 2 minutes per day, I'm opening a window and I drink water before breakfast. Or maybe it could be just listening birds outside if you're lucky enough to have birds around you. Or it can be, I don't know, doing yoga. I hate that, honestly. And no, I do not want to be convinced that yoga is awesome for everybody. I hate yoga. I still hate yoga. I will always hate yoga. Thanks, but no thanks. If you love it, do it. Or it could be lifting weights or running if it's allowed at the moment. It could be anything that you really enjoy. You know yourself. Use it at your own advantage. You know what drives you nuts as well. So stop using them. Stop doing them. You can't stand yoga? Stop doing it, for goodness sake. You're not a carbon copy of, I don't know, was the latest guru yoga right now, but you get my drift. Choose what puts a smile on your face. It doesn't have to be pricey. It doesn't have to cost anything. As long as it's safe for you at the moment, because, hey, yes, COVID restriction, we are all going through them. At the moment I'm recording, which is April 6th, yes, I'm in another lockdown moment, and no, it's no fun. And yes, I'm getting tired of my fourth lockdown in a year. But hey, there's always something that I can do at home that will put a smile on my face. It can be dancing and doodling and writing and learning a new language. It can be, I don't know, even trying new recipes, sewing, and whatever the heck you want. You've got a load of information about yourself. You are imaginative. You've got all these downloads. Use them. Don't wait for someone to tell you what you do. You've got a brain, use it. And I know you can. You're smart. You're super damn smart. So do it. I mean, even if what you are trying is messy, if it seems awkward, if it looks ugly, if it's not perfect, if it's unusual, I know you can start. I know that somewhere there's something that will bring you a sense of coziness. There's a way for you to be passionate, to thrive, to have fun, to trust yourself. As long as you stop following what the gurus are telling you to do. And I don't want you to follow what I'm doing. I want you to, let's say, to get inspired by the path I'm going through, by the framework I'm sharing with you. That's it. I'm already and only sharing a framework. You have to feel each step of the framework with what makes you happy, not what the latest Instagram influencer is telling you to do. Deep down, you know, you already faced this kind of moment. You already overcame it. Use this inner strength and embrace all the skill you already have to take the next step. I know you can. I know you really can. Guess what? It is time to rewind. In today's episode, I've been sharing with you some tips about how you can feel your planner for spring without feeling overwhelmed, overstressed, and stop stretching yourself so thin, especially if you're going through another lockdown. So we talked about how to use a different medium, how to focus on the next smaller deadline, and why you should try to fill your planner with fun activity first. Now, if you want to dive deeper, in the description box, you can find a direct link to buy my undated spring planner. I know it sounds weird to have undated with spring, but spring is just the type of the cover. It's just a different color. It's just a more greenery one. It's just for you to have fun. You're more than welcome to buy the fall one if you love. Go for it. And I'm also adding a link, a special link to buy my 365 cozy ID for me time. If you really don't know where to start, if you just want to have 365 IDs that you can implement and try at home. It's budget friendly. It's COVID friendly. I mean, most of the thing can be done at home and alone, so you don't have to freak out about that. And if you want to try it, it's totally up to you, but it's definitely worth to give it a try, because if you really don't know where to start, the Hugo Vault is definitely your go-to resource. I really can't wait to meet you in the next episode. And if you love this one, please consider letting a comment and sharing with your friends. And even, I don't know, maybe write a blog about it and send me the link so I can give you a shout out. I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And keep it hygge.